Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report, Walter Jones and the Vote to End U.S. War on Yemen. In a fitting legacy for my friend Walter Jones, who passed away last week, the U.S. House made history by voting in favor of H.J. Res 37, a resolution directing the removal of United States armed forces from hostilities in the Republic of Yemen that have not been authorized by Congress. As George O'Neill wrote in the American Conservative magazine this week, the historic 248 to 177 victory for a bill demanding the end of the U.S. participation in the nearly five-year Saudi war of aggression against how many hearts and minds were influenced by the late congressman's tireless efforts. Walter Jones did not care who controlled Congress. He was happy to join forces with any member to end the senseless and U.S. military empire, which sends thousands of young men and women off to patrol foreign borders, overthrow foreign governments, and needlessly put themselves at risk in missions that have nothing to do with the safety and security of the United States. U.S. participation in the Saudi war on Yemen is a classic example of the abuse of the U.S. military that made Walter Jones most angry. When the Saudis decided in 2015 that they wanted their puppet to be Yemen's president, they launched a brutal and inhuman war that many call the worst humanitarian disaster of our time. Millions face starvation as Saudi bombs and U.S. sanctions combine to create a hell on earth that is unrelated in any way to U.S. national security. Why this ongoing support for Saudi death and destruction in Yemen? Washington's neocons have successfully promoted the lie that the Saudi attack on Yemen is all about preventing Iran from gaining more strength in the Middle East. Ironically, it was the neocon-backed U.S. attack on Iraq in 2003 that provided the biggest boost for Iranian influence in the region. Now, after Iraq's liberation, Baghdad's ties to Tehran are closer than ever. Meanwhile, who exactly are we supporting in Yemen? Even CNN, normally a big backer of U.S. military actions overseas, has noticed something funny about U.S. participation in the Saudi war on Yemen. As a CNN investigation found this month, Saudi Arabia and its coalition partners have transferred American-made weapons to Al-Qaeda-linked fighters, hardline Salafi militia, and other factions waging war in Yemen, in violation of their agreements with the United States. Does that sound like we are on the side of the good guys in this battle? We are helping the Saudis arm Al-Qaeda? Is this really a smart move? So we should be encouraged that Walter Jones' legacy is being honored in the House vote to end the U.S. participation in the Yemen war. While U.S. humanitarian aid is being used as a weapon for regime change in Venezuela, the warmongers in Washington have never lifted a finger to help those suffering from a real genocide in Yemen. If the Yemen War Powers Resolution passes the Senate, which is likely, Congress will have provoked the first veto from President Trump. Such a veto should not discourage us. Even the strongest army cannot stop an idea whose time has come. Ending senseless U.S. wars is an idea whose time has come. We can thank Walter Jones for his role in making it so. Thanks for listening.